The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. He answered them, I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me? The Jews answered him, We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said you are gods? If it caused them gods to whom the word of God came, the scripture cannot be set aside. Can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true. And many there began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. As we near the journey of Lent, we're moved towards Holy Week. And in the scriptures that were offered in these days, which come from St. John's Gospel, Jesus is moving and showing himself to be the fulfillment of many of the places in the scriptures where the Jews had worshipped God. Jesus has recently been accused of working on the Sabbath, and of course, for the Jews, only God worked on the Sabbath. Jesus, as we know, the Son of God. On the Feast of Tabernacles, which was celebrated not long after it, Jesus himself proved to be the living water with the persons and people he cured. In a few days' time, in just under a week's time, we will commemorate the Passion and Resurrection of the Lord. But we will also celebrate the Passover. Jesus would become the Passover, the Paschal Lamb, the Lamb who offers us living bread. The discussions happening in the Gospels yesterday and today center on the celebration of the rededication of the temple. Jesus was that temple. He was the Son of God. He called the people to be dedicated to God, but they failed to recognize him. There's a sense of Jesus being that prophet, calling people to recognize, to read the signs of the times, and to do the right thing. Maybe a modern day equivalent that's very much in our minds and a common everyday feature now is Dr. Fauci, who appears on the news at some stage or at government briefings, and the message he gives us doesn't always make for easy listening. In some ways, we'd love to tell Dr. Fauci to go away and stop telling us that this virus is going to last for another little while. But at another level, we know he speaks the truth. And we know that in recent news he's being threatened for telling us the news we don't want to particularly hear. Today we ask the Lord to help us to be true. Help us to be dedicated to his word. Help us to prepare well for the events of this Holy Week that comes so close now. And in these challenging times, help us to stay true to the call that we distance from one another, that we stay at home, that we don't take undue risks, that we do what we can to stay safe. We ask the Lord to protect us in these days, to keep us well, to be with those who care for the sick, and to keep our bless each one of us with health, happiness, and peace of mind and heart.